This is what community looks like. This is what community looks like.
Sure. My name is Diana Sandoval, and I'm here today to support President Obama's programs, which is DAPA and DACA, because we want our families to be together.
And what's the group that you're with?
Oh, I'm with the United Farm Workers. I'm from California. I'm a farm worker myself, and I've seen families being separated because of this deportation. So that's why I'm here. We're here to fight for our families, you know, and we just want our families to be together. Hopefully we can do it, because si se puede.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is what community looks like.
Yeah! I'm representing Texas Organizing Project, and we're from Houston, Dallas, and San Antonio.
Cool. And what do y'all do in Texas?
We are a nonprofit, and we organize African Americans and Latinos so they can fight to have more power in the political process.
Okay, and why did y'all come to New Orleans today?
Well, part of that is we have a lot of undocumented immigrants who are part of our organization, and our governor was the one who started this lawsuit that is preventing nearly 5 million people from being able to have temporary relief of deportation, and that's very important to us, right? It was like the first victory we've had in the immigration movement in a long time, and then for our governor to stop it, we just think that's outrageous. So even though the lawsuit here is called Texas versus USA, we think it's Texas versus Greg Abbott. Our governor is responsible for keeping 5 million people in fear of deportation and having their families separated.
I'm here to help fight, support, and hopefully we win to keep the immigrants from being deported, because most of them are here, made a life here, and they work just as hard as the rest of us Americans.
And which group are you with?
I'm with Local 21 SEIU Louisiana.
What's some of the work that y'all do in New Orleans specifically?
Well, I'm out here representing my union. We serve the K through 12, the city of New Orleans, the airport workers, and we're trying to get some more jobs unionized across this, you know, region.
How does it make you feel to have all of these other folks from all over the country here?
I feel like if we all stick together and march and fight, we shall overcome.
All right. Do you have any last message before, like, biggest and most important takeaway for the day?
Well, today I just want everybody that's out here fighting to become citizens of the United States.
All right. Thank you.
We organize Arkansas immigrants and their families to show that immigrants have value, and that the people have a voice that should be listened to, and that Leslie Rutledge needs to turn down the lawsuit against Arkansas immigrants and their families for all the good they bring to our state.
We came here to support the immigration people. We came for DACA, and we came to support everyone that we support them. They're not alone. We will support until the end. Came because kids around the world are being separated from their families, and we came to support them.
What's your favorite chant from today?
So we're going to do this in three. One, two, three. Se ve, se siente, acá se está presente. Se ve, se siente, acá se está presente.
Our message for Attorney General Rutledge in Arkansas, that she was wrong and not in touch with Arkansans in joining the lawsuit against deferred action. We are here to say that Arkansans do support deferred action, Arkansans benefit from deferred action, and we are ready to go as far as possible to New Orleans, to D.C., to wherever, to say that we believe in deferred action. Arkansas benefits from it, we want it, and then we want our congressmen and senators to go the next step and give us immigration reform.
So my name is Mayra Lopez, and I am an organizer with the Resurrection Project. We are a nonprofit in Chicago.
And what do y'all do in Chicago?
We do a lot of immigrant rights advocacy. We are pushed at the state level to make Illinois a more friendly, immigrant-friendly state, and then we also tie it with the national scope of immigration. And so we're here in New Orleans protesting and making our voice heard with this action on the DAPA.
All right. And do you have one takeaway message that you want for today?
I think we want the people inside there to see the faces of the people that they are making a decision about. You know, this is everyday people, the hardworking people. We just want an opportunity to make a living without having fear.
Welcome to New Orleans.
Thank you.
So why did you come?
Just to support people who are part of DACA and DAPA and to keep families together.
Did you come with a group?
I did. I came with a community, or Sunflower Community Action.
And what does your group do?
They do a lot of stuff. Worker justice, immigration, environmental, all kinds of stuff.
Okay, what is the one thing that you want as a takeaway from today?
I want people to know that we're not going to back down no matter what the verdict is today. We're going to keep fighting until we get the rights that everybody deserves.
Thank you.
We're letting our voices be heard, so everybody's going to know that we're here, and we're just going to keep growing. Like, we might be small now, but think about next week. People are going to hear us. People are hearing us now, so.
I'm a community organizer in Oregon. Work with Latinos in rural Oregon. Because this is something that's important, that's affecting families across the nation. And in my community, I have families, parents who have been deported and children left there by themselves. I have all, this is just ripping families apart across the state and across the country. So this is important to all of us.
Okay. Do you have one message or chant for, like, the big takeaway for today?
That we're not leaving. This is a movement that's just begun, and we're very proud that we can speak our voice, and we're going to continue until justice is served for all of us.
All right, thank you.